and welcome to See the World with Ajala Nene, a podcast that takes you on a journey across Nigeria and Africa to explore the country and the continent's diverse and vibrant culture. Our esteemed guests will share their experiences and insights into the local tourism scene, from hidden gems to must-see attractions. So grab a cup of coffee and join us as we see the world with Ajala Nene. Whether you're planning a trip to Nigeria or Africa, or simply want to explore and experience the continent from the comfort of your own home, this podcast is for you. So sit back, relax, and let's explore Nigeria and Africa together. Yay, guys! I'm so excited to introduce the Wanderlust Wonder segment on the See the World with Ajala Nene podcast. Remember, this is where we spotlight tourist sites in Africa and beyond. And today's Wanderlust spotlight is Olumarok! Woo! This is a mountain located at the heart of Abeokuta, Ogun State, Nigeria. If you love hiking and climbing, Olumarok, a natural landmark with a rich history, is your location. History has it that the Iba people used the rock as a safe hideout during the intertribal wars. It's one of the most popular attractions in Nigeria, with thousands of yearly visitors, both local and international visitors. Hiking the rock can be done through man-made rock stairs, and it takes a little under an hour to climb it. Reaching the top is not only an accomplishment, no, but a true sight to see, as you get to see the land of Abeokuta in its beauty. Fun fact, I did my university final year project in tourism development in Nigeria. And guess what? Olumarok was one of my research destinations. The next time you are in Ogun State, make sure to add Olumarok in your must-visit list. See you on the other side. Hello, everyone. First, let me start this way. Ekaabo, Onno, Sanu, welcome. This is See the World with Ajala Nene. And I'm so happy to have you here. And of course, the whole idea of the See the World with Ajala Nene was to promote people who are doing amazing things in the tourism hospitality space. Those who have championed the cause of promoting not just Nigeria, but African tourism. And today we have no other here. I call him my big able, like the big brother. We have here Mr. Oluwaseyi Adejemo.
Goke Adejemo.
Please get that. So let me first, to introduce him, let me read his bio, because it's very important that I share who our amazing guest here is today. Mr. Oluwaseyi Adegoke Adejemo is the CEO of Crystal Media Limited, a multimedia and general communications outfit. Publishers of Inside Watch Africa, by the way, that's it here, and a quarterly Afrocentric publication that has been documenting the rich African culture and traditions, covering indigenous international trade as well as travel and tours activities throughout the African region for the past 16 plus years, right, sir? Please, let's give him a round of applause. Yeah. Welcome on board, sir. I know there's more about you, but let's get straight to the story.
Absolutely.
Because I actually want to share your stories from your bio.
I can wait.
I know, sir. Okay, so this is the question.
Yep.
How did you get here? How did you start? What made you come into the tourism space? Can you share the back end story?
Absolutely. First of all, I'd like to thank you for giving me this opportunity to share this platform with you. In my opinion, we all need to put our heads together, share notes, and be able to tell the African story so that we can have that good, beautiful Africa that we all desire. So I was a custom officer.
Wow.
Yes, I was in the Nigerian Custom Service.
I love you guys' uniform.
Yeah, I was there for 18 years. Now, it was whilst I was there that it occurred to me that some of the things we consider as prohibited goods or criminal goods are goods that Nigerians ordinarily just want. And so people, traders, we'll go look for things that Nigerian wants and would come and supply them. For instance, if you bring rice into Nigeria, it is prohibited. And Nigerians want to eat rice. So I said to myself, maybe some of these things could be produced here. In fact, some of those things can actually be produced in Nigeria. So essentially, I said to myself, it's necessary for us to start to highlight possibilities, things that we can actually find behind our back door, mm-hmm. that we end up traveling to Far East, but ordinarily those things are there.
Yeah.
And that's what sort of informed this. Of course, I wanted to do it still whilst I was in customs, but mm-hmm. I discovered I couldn't manage both.
Okay.
It was a tough decision, but I had to take it because it was clear in my mind that there was a need for us to highlight opportunities that are around.
Mm-hmm.
And so it was essentially a trade magazine when I was starting out. And of course, I was going to go into the nooks and crannies of Africa to say, guys, do you know that this thing is available just behind your house? So you don't need to really travel the world to get them in. And you don't need to become a criminal because you want to do business.
Mm-hmm.
And so that was what informed Inside Watch Africa.
Okay.
And
So sorry to cut you. So I say that, first of all, this Inside Watch Africa was a trade.
It was a trade.
Just match. A trade, okay?
Was, yes. It was
focusing on trade investment,
yes.
trade and all those kind of things.
Guys,
okay.
opportunities here.
Within
let's
Nigeria
look at
and
it.
Africa.
And Africa.
Okay.
And of course, so when you say trade, the tourism obviously is seated in the center
mm-hmm.
of trade.
Mm-hmm.
And I like, you know, when people accuse me, so how come you are spending most of your time in the tourism space? And I said, look, they were the ones who adopted me. So it was more like, okay, this is a child for every person in the trade, you know, value chain.
Mm.
But the tourism people naturally, you know, adopted me. And that's how come I kind of spend more time in tourism. Because, of course, for you to highlight and tell this story, you need to travel.
Yes,
so I,
true.
You know, travel to within Nigeria, Kaduna, Sokoto, Akwa Ibom, Calabar. I traveled Nigeria before mm-hmm. I started traveling Africa, Ghana, Republic of Benin, Togo, South Africa,
yeah.
Kenya. And that's what I've done, you know, just essentially going around to tell the African story from culture,
mm-hmm.
history, and to sort of highlight the opportunities that are there for investments. So, yes, that's how Inside Watch Africa started, and that's what we've done essentially for more than 16 years right now.
16 years.
Yeah.
All right, so I know you do MC work. That's Master of Ceremony work.
Yeah.
And I see you do a lot more in the tourism space. What took you to that? Why did you start that side of your business?
Okay. Essentially, it was a very, very interesting story. I actually started with South African tourism. It's very funny. So people notice that when I converse, I have some kind of character and I'm able to carry people along and all of that. And so there was a particular event. It was held, you know, at the Federal Palace at the time.
Mm-hmm.
And I was seated in the, you know, in the audience, and the MC of the day was going to disappoint them.
Wow.
And they came to me and said, look, Mr. Adeyemo, we're in trouble. We need your help. Come and do this for us. We know you'll be able to do it. And of course, when you challenge me, then I give my best.
Oh.
I go all the way, and I killed it. Thank God, it was God. I prayed. I must quickly say this: I like praying a lot.
Mm.
I prayed a short prayer,
mm-hmm.
and I went on stage and I delivered by
mm-hmm.
evening, because then they had another evening, you know, event that day.
Yeah.
The actual MC came in himself. Stood afar when he saw the way I was handling the event.
Yeah.
And that's how the story started. I became the main MC for South African Tourism event in Nigeria, South African Airways event, South African High Commission, and of course other embassies
mm-hmm.
and other people started
seeing your work,
seeing my work,
and
started
to,
you know, invite me.
Yeah,
and of course, I must quickly add this.
Yeah.
So you don't do such things just off the hook.
Mm-hmm.
I like to do things right. So I started reading up, watching videos,
okay.
really learning about the trade, because it then occurred to me that this, like Inside Watch Africa, was going to take me around Africa. By the grace of God, I don't only do MC job in Nigeria,
mm-hmm,
I do in
mm-hmm.
South Africa, I do in Ghana.
Yeah, you just came back from one now.
Yes, I just came back from one, from South Africa, yes.
Yes, sir. Okay, sir. What would you say about, because this is about promoting tourism just in Nigeria and Africa,
mm.
And why we say Nigeria, because that's where we are based.
Mm.
What do you think about our tourism space? Like, share your, what, from your experience working in tourism space in Nigeria and Africa, right, thanks to what you do, what are the things you think we can do better to promote our industry? And when I talk about hospitality, aviation, because they all fall under the tourism space.
Now, first of all, I say to people, every country, every continent have got their peculiar offering. We all have opportunities to share our story, our experience with the rest of the world. Mm-hmm. And so every country ordinarily should be able to promote tourism and be able to benefit from tourism. But the thing is, because it is meant to be a leisure most of the time, an experience where you enjoy, most of the time people expect that when they come to your destination, mm-hmm. they must be able to enjoy your destination. And so what we have not done sufficiently enough in Africa is to put the infrastructure in place that will make people have a great time whenever they come to our destination. It is doable, it is very possible, and so I will encourage our leaders to understand that this is big business. Everywhere in the world, Europe, America, are doing very, very well because they understand the kind of income that could be gotten from just allowing people to come and experience your space. And there are a lot of reasons for that. Culture is something that God gave Africans in abundance. We need to tap into that. We need to leverage it. Mm-hmm. We need to harvest it.
Yes, sir.
Because there's so much. Right now, for instance, Nigeria's music is being celebrated globally. Afrobeats is something that is big. I think is a product, a tourism product, that if well put together,
packaged,
will put a lot of food on the table of a lot of Nigerians and Africa, for that matter. You said the thing about tourism is, as a product, is it's got the potential to affect a lot of people. The guys who pick you up at the airport, the suites, the tum-tum you buy, the accommodation, the food you eat.
There's a value chain.
You know, the Uber you
I call tourism the octopus of the world because it touches every industry.
Absolutely.
In any society.
Any space. So I think when people say, oh, there are no jobs or we don't have Forex, I say to people, look, guys, just open up the place. Make sure it is conducive. Mm-hmm. It is welcoming. Mm. I hate to say this because I guess I've said it so many times that I can't stop saying it. Our airport is not welcoming enough in Nigeria. I think we can do better, can do a better job, make it more welcoming.
Yeah.
You know, so that people who come once will always want to come.
Yeah,
it's interesting. Our story is very, very interesting because when you then leave the airport and come into Nigeria, Nigeria is probably one of the most welcoming country in the world.
Yeah, you know, so the most happy people, friendly people.
Absolutely.
So why should our airport not be friendly too?
So I think our government needs to do something about it. Then again, I also want to take this opportunity to talk about the visa
I was
for
coming
Africans.
To that. Yes, please. Why are we Africans having issues getting another African country? Like, I was trying to get visa for Zimbabwe, and they gave us, they blanked us for 1 week. By then, event had ended. They now responded to us like 2 weeks later. Visa has been rejected. But why do we have that problem when it comes to visas within Africans? Okay, if you're from abroad, it's understandable. But Africans, within Africans, trying to get visa, why is that so hard?
It will surprise you that even those people that you call strangers, Europeans and all that, find it easier
to get a visa. They're not that they don't go through the stress, but it's usually easier for them to get. Why?
I think it's ignorance, simply put. You see, barrier is something that you should not encourage. Visa has become a barrier in Africa, and it is
especially for Africans to Africans.
We talk about African free trade area. It cannot work if we continue to allow travel barriers, and which is what visa has become. Mm-hmm. And I keep asking the question: so $150 or $200, even $250, is nothing compared to the benefit that we will get if we remove that visa fee. Mm-hmm. Because I believe that sometimes people will argue that, oh, because of the visa fee. And I say to myself, $150, $200, if you really, really remove those things and you allow Africans to travel amongst Africa, you know, amongst themselves freely. Mm-hmm. They will make more money. You will get more money, you know, for instance.
Because of the inflow.
For the inflow, what they will come in to do. Because, you know, the thing is, so you come into a country, you just don't come into a country. You buy, you spend money.
Yes.
You buy things. You buy, you know, things that you will take home, mm-hmm. you know, memories.
Souvenirs.
Yeah, souvenirs and all of that.
You eat in the restaurants.
So I think Africans need to look at it. In fact, Nigeria, being the big brother in the house, should take the lead. Rwanda last year took the initiative. And they say, oh, guys, every African can come into Rwanda visa-free. I think that should be the duty of Nigeria. I think Nigeria should take the lead. And if we take the lead, you'll be shocked, surprised at the kind of things. Every other person will say, look, we'll take, you know, we'll follow Nigeria in that right direction. So I think it's something we need to really look at and quickly deal with.
Yeah. So let's go to a bit of the fun part.
Yeah.
Now, what are the three things people don't know about you that we should know?
I think it would be very difficult for me because I think I always throw everything out there. I'm very, very open with the things I do. But okay, maybe one thing that people do not know that I think I need to share is is the fact that I like myself. I like my space. Mm. Now, people will meet me on stage and I'm talking and I'm everywhere.
You're an extrovert.
Yeah, you say, oh, the guy. But I would rather, you know, I'm in my space. I could be by myself alone for a whole day, 2-3 days, and I will not miss anything. Just give me food and give me my computer. I'll
You're
be good. You know, but I also love people. So it's kind of a mix, you know. So, I love to be around people. I love to share thoughts. I love to learn, you know. And so that I think is the only thing. But every other thing, I think I'm out there. I'm very, very open.
Okay, share two more things then, even though we all know it. Share two more things about you that people need to know.
I like to dance. Incidentally, I just came back from South Africa and I was, you know, moving out of the hall. And these young guys, you know, they were, you know, playing African music bits and I started dancing. People were surprised. Like, can Mr. Adeyemo dance? Uh-uh. And I laughed and I said, hey, so you don't know. And so the video is all over the place right now, seeing me dancing publicly. And people were just recording. They were just pulling out their phones and all of that. And
people, so you're an entertainer.
I love to entertain people. I love to see people happy.
Yeah.
It gives me a lot of joy when I see people happy. So that's another thing.
That's number two. One more, sir.
One more is... I love Africa. I love this continent.
Well, it's obvious. Our inside
Watch Africa.
It's a Watch Africa his magazine.
I believe that we deserve better. We can enjoy Africa better than it is. And the secret in that is the fact that I could take you on, even when you feel that, oh, this is my Ghana. I know. I don't agree. I believe that is our Africa.
Our Africa.
So if you don't do things right in your Ghana, you will find Mr. Adeyemo, who is from Nigeria, taking you on and saying, guy, let's do it right. Mm-hmm. Because I believe that Africa is a wonderful place. God took time to make this Africa and it's very, very beautiful.
Yeah, so
and
it took time more.
We should not mess it up. So I think that will be another thing that people don't know about me because I could then get angry. people feel that, he's a very gentleman. No, not when you're destroying our Africa. I will not take it lightly with you.
Yeah. Okay, then lastly, sir, to wrap this up,
yep.
Young people like me, because I'm still young, guys. Mm. Yes, I am. What advice would you give us as we're in this journey? Because one of the reasons I started this podcast is to, of course, spotlight people like you who are doing amazing work, both the older ones and the younger ones and the ones that are upcoming. Mm. And to also encourage them, because I've noticed that with all the things that's happening, especially the economy, a lot of tourism businesses have either they've closed up or they've reduced their activities. Mm. How would you encourage us?
Okay.
What would you say to encourage us to keep at it and what we're doing?
I'll just say to you clearly that for every person, there's a purpose. So the way God created the world as an ecosystem, we're all serving a purpose. Nothing is useless.
Mm-hmm.
So it might not be working today. It might seem that you're not getting the kind of benefit you expect to get today. I'll advise you to keep doing it. stay in that space, because people must recognize and be clear about the fact that if they get to that bus stop or to that spot, they will meet Nene there. When that need comes, because God has created the world in a way that there will be always a need for you, if not today, tomorrow. They would come calling. They will need you. You know what? Then you'll have become an expert, because you have been doing that thing for a very, very long time. And so you have information, you have, you're a consultant, you know so much about that space. You know, the thing about us is we all see the gain, we see the profit, we see the success.
Yes.
That costs some people something. They waited, they were disappointed, people discouraged them, it looked like it was not going to work. But if you stay in that space, I assure you, you'll be surprised at the kind of benefit you get, whether 1 year, 2 years, 3 years, at some point in time, because that thing that you feel is not working today, the way God made this world, it will work someday. And when that time comes, they will expect to meet you there. And if you're not there, you will have missed the opportunity. So please, whatever you're going through today, stay in that space. Keep doing what you're doing. You would be surprised when the gains and profits start rolling in, because there's a need for you. And that need is something you are going to benefit from when you start to deliver, because you waited and stayed in the space God kept you.
Thank you so much, Mr. Shea. Thank you so much for your time. And I must say that I'm quite impressed.
Thank you.
In fact, people like you are the one inspired me to want to become an MC. So I've started doing an MC course now, so that I can put myself in the tourism space as MC.
Let me encourage you, because people naturally would always want to cater or make space for the female gender. It's becoming more difficult for us male to get job, because they would say, okay, let's get a female to do it. So please go for it.
Thank you, sir.
It's a great space. You're able to help people enjoy their event and make it more meaningful for them. And I know, and without trying to rub your ego or something, that you have all that it takes to do it. Please go for it, and it's a very good space to
Uncle Shea is making me shine. I came here to talk about you, not about me. I just said you inspired me.
No, I just
said. Thank you, Mr. Shea.
Pleasure.
Any last words for our listeners?
Africa is a good place. Let's give it our best. We deserve the best as a people, and we can be the best. Please, let's stop folding our hands.
Thank you very much, sir. So you could just, and let's wave. Thank you, everyone, for listening till our next edition.
I love you all. God bless you.
Yeah, I love you too. Bye.
And with that, we conclude our journey across Nigeria and Africa on See the World with Ajala Nene. We hope you enjoyed exploring this journey with us, and that you feel inspired to discover its unique beauty for yourself. Thank you for listening. For your feedback and comment, feel free to hit us up across our socials at See the World with Ajala Nene, and you can find me personally at Ajala Nene on Instagram. Until next time, stay curious and keep exploring. Your journey and your adventure awaits you.